Let us assume that it is mid-January 2020. Owing to a change in climate, most of Europe is under snow, ranging from the western edge with just a few inches to the eastern side under several feet of snow. The extreme weather conditions have exacerbated the sufferings of the peoples of Europe, which have been brought about by the collapse of a number of banking institutions, initially triggered by the People's Bank of China the previous October. In July of 2019, it was revealed that 19 major Chinese banks had delayed disclosing their 2018 annual reports, which was an ominous sign for banks with a reported aggregate asset value in excess of 64 billion yuan, and that is something to the order of $9 billion. Deutsche Bank, never far from the news throughout 2019, crashed a few days afterwards, with a number of other European banks rapidly following suit. Customer deposits were quickly mopped up as the banks bailed in their customer savings in an attempt to shore up their balance sheets. Following the banking crashes, the stock markets were hit by waves of people selling stocks and shares as private investors and institutions tried to raise cash to enable life to continue normally. Unknown to most, what little was salvaged from their investment portfolios promptly went into their bank accounts, only to be purloined by the banks bailing themselves in. The mega-rich became even richer as their victims, the ordinary people, found themselves completely destitute and depended upon handouts from soup kitchens and government agencies. In the 19th and 20th centuries, one thing was a known certainty. The easiest way to ease an economic crisis was to start a war. Gold had value, men's lives did not. Today, I'd like to take us into the future, exploring one possible scenario. I'd like you to turn to the Gospel account of Luke chapter 21 and verse 28. But before we actually get there, perhaps we could consider something that happened in 1933. In 1933, H.G. Wells published his science fiction novel, The Shape of Things to Come. The novel predicted a Second World War, followed by social collapse and an age of robots and space travel. One could be excused for thinking that the 1979 dramatization in a motion picture foretold a Third World War, followed by an age of totalitarian control, robots and space travel. It sounds eerily like today, except that, as far as I know, there were no indications at that time in that novel of any bank failures. I remember that particular film rather well because, you know, it just seems so real, and it just pictured what we are seeing today. Today, banks should not fail. They do not just fail. They are manipulated into extreme conditions by money being siphoned out from the very top, by the people at the top, or by gaming on the derivatives casino. Some may recall the contribution of a certain Nick Leeson to the fall of Barings Bank through his unrestrained speculative trading in the 1995. In the final analysis, the banks become insolvent. And then the banks steal from their customers by converting customers' deposits into bank stocks and shares. And then they not only charge interest on loans, but they also charge interest on deposits. So here we are, banks that were on the brink in 2019 suddenly topple into the abyss in 2020. And here we are in Luke chapter 21, verses 28 to 31. And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draws nigh. And he spoke unto them a parable. Behold, the fig tree, and all the trees, when they shoot forth, you see, and you know of yourselves, that summer draws nigh. So likewise, when you see these things come to pass, know you that the kingdom of God is nigh at hand. Truly I say unto you, this generation shall not pass till all be fulfilled. In modern times, the prelude to war has always been economic problems. In 2019, we saw the threatened bank failures in China and Germany. So what happened when Germany's Weimar Republic failed in 1933? As I said, in 1933, H.G. Wells published his science fiction novel, The Shape of Things to Come. The novel predicted a Second World War, as I said, followed by social collapse, and we should all know what happened after the failure of the Weimar Republic. Adolf Hitler and the Nazi Party came to power in 1933. Then the Nazi expansion of Germany began and culminated in the Second World War. Over 50 years ago, the warning went out in the Plain Truth magazine. So long as the present German prosperity continues, the Nazi takeover will not be possible, but should any severe threat to that hard-won prosperity come, the picture will change, and change violently in Germany. Remember, it was the afterwash of the disastrous stock market crashes of 1924 and 1929 that fanned the flames of violence in Germany to pave the way for Hitler. History repeats itself, they say, and your Bible predicts a great trade war between the burgeoning economic power in Europe and the United States. It predicts terrible financial collapse for this country, that is the USA. Make no mistake, Germany and all Europe would not escape unscathed in any hot trade war between the common market and the United States. Terrible economic disasters would result. And the result from such a disaster, a new Nazi Germany. And that was from The Plain Truth, December 1963, page 48. It might be worthwhile remembering that the Nazis were not defeated in 1945. Germany was defeated, yes, but the Nazis were not. The Nazis went underground. Some fled to South America, but many remained in the fatherland. And as recently been revealed, it was basically the Nazis that put Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin on the moon. The Apollo mission space engineering team was led by Werner Magnus Maximilian von Braun and the German engineering colleagues, all formerly of Peenemünde. Dropping down to Luke 21, verse 32, we are told the timeline. Before we actually read this verse, I'd like to reminisce a little about something from my days of working from Lloyds Bank. Every time there was a financial crisis during my time in the bank, those crises came usually sometime between late September and late October. And strangely to some, at approximately 7-year intervals. Here, still in Luke chapter 21, and reading verse 32, we find a timeline. Truly I say unto you, this generation shall not pass away till all be fulfilled. Although Jesus was talking to his disciples 2,000 years ago, it was to our generation that he was speaking. Each week that goes by, we find some new story that should make us stop and ask the question, what on earth is going on now? Economic crises are followed by war. Gold has value, men's lives does not. At least that statement is true of those who believe that they are the political elite, and they believe they are the puppeteers who are actually pulling the strings to world events at this time. So, here we are in the throes of yet another financial crisis, far worse than 1924 and 1929, and more devastating than 2008, and somewhat overdue. So here we are, Luke 21, verse 33. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. These words are sure as the rising and the setting of the sun. Many in the world we know that we knew in July 2019 knew that it could not go on in that way without something having to give. We have religious turmoil. One man has even likened Jesus Christ and his disciples to Muhammad and his jihadists. We have wars and rumours of wars. We have famines and we have pestilence. And there is death stalking the earth. In Africa, Ebola is once more claiming its victims' lives. A book that was once in the Ambassador College library is titled The Nazis Go Underground. That was by Kurt Rice. It was published in 1944 at Garden City in New York State. This small book details how Martin Bormann and Heinrich Himmler masterminded the plan for the party to go underground prior to the defeat of Germany in the Second World War. Since 1934, Mr. Herbert W. Armstrong has warned that when the conditions were ripe, the Nazis would re-emerge to control Europe and Germany once more. That time could be very, very soon. The alternative for Germany, the AfD party, is a populist, socialist, German nationalist party, somewhat akin to the National Socialist Party that Adolf Hitler led. And the AfD has a strong representation in the German parliament today. As I said before, and when these things begin to come to pass, that is where we are now. When these things begin to come to pass, then look up, lift up your heads, for your redemption draws nigh.